Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas that relate to a fire on Shabbos, God forbid. This is Simon Pei Hei, the 85th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to be looking at two basic concepts, life-threatening fires and non-life-threatening fires. Let's jump in at the very beginning. Life-threatening fires. So if, God forbid, there's a fire which is in a house, and it is a life-threatening fire, it's a fire which could lead to loss of life, may one extinguish it? The answer is yes. One can extinguish a fire when one's life is in danger, because pikuach nefesh, loss of life, pushes aside the entire Torah. What happens if it's in a non-Jew's home? Same is true. Life-threatening applies in that case too. What if the fire is life-threatening? May Shabbos be violated to save valuables from fire? So, for instance, let's say, may one carry out in a life-threatening fire one's household items into the street, thereby carrying it into the public domain? The answer is no. Desecrating Shabbos for valuables is prohibited, even if it's a life-threatening fire. One is only allowed to extinguish the fire to prevent death. What if one did break Shabbos to save possessions in such a case? So one has sinned, and in such a case, the person should consult a rabbi to discuss guidelines for repentance. What if there's a concern that the fire could spread and lead to life-threatening situations? So meaning, let's say, everybody is able to get out of this house, so it's not life-threatening. But if leaving this, it could easily spread elsewhere. So in these cases, in urban settings or in apartment settings, there's a very real concern that if a fire is not controlled right away, it could lead to life-threatening situations and spread very fast, in which case we treated life like a life-threatening situation. This is true certainly in close urban settings. When one's living in the countryside and the houses are far from each other and there's not a lot of foliage around, that might be less true. So is there a better way? Let's say it is life-threatening or potentially life-threatening. Is there a better way to extinguish it? So the answer is yes. One always tries to minimize the isurim one does in a life-threatening situation if it's not going to make a difference, it's not going to make one in a more life-threatening situation. So for instance, it would be better to call the fire department than to want to put it out oneself if the time is not so much of the essence in terms of the few minutes it's going to take for them to arrive. But now let's move to the next case. So let's say it's not life-threatening. There is a fire, but let's say one's house is isolated and it's not going to spread anywhere else. The whole family is out and now there's a fire burning, God forbid, in that situation. So what is one allowed to do? So in this case, the general rule is as follows, that we're concerned, or Chazal are concerned, that a person gets into a panic because of the loss of their possessions. Now remember, there's no life threat right now, but what is a threat is their entire life is going to be burning down. So there's a concern that a person might extinguish the fire in this situation when one's not allowed to extinguish the fire because it's not actually pikuach nefesh, it's not life-threatening. Therefore, they made a restriction in terms of the amount of things that one may take out of that fire to avoid a person getting more concerned or more panicked about the flames. So what's the general rule? The general rule is that only what is needed for that Shabbos may be rescued. Even items which are normally allowed to be handled on Shabbos cannot be taken out if they're not usable on Shabbos. So let's go through this. How much food can be rescued if there's such a fire breaks out? So before Shabbos, one can remove 3 meals worth because those are what one needs for Shabbos. In the morning, only 2 meals worth, and in the afternoon, only 1 meal because that's what one needs for Shabbos. May one rescue a vessel with more food needed than if it's all taken out at once? So one takes a basket and there's 3 or 4 loaves of bread on Shabbos afternoon. One's not going to eat that on Shabbos afternoon. So one's allowed to take that out because it is. Once you're removing that which is allowed to be taken out, the rest in the container is all right as well. So on that note, can one gather a number of food items and put them on a sheet and carry them out in a sheet together? The answer is yes. One can take food and drink and bring them out. But it's worthwhile noting that many other posts can point out you can't put containers of food into a sheet because they're already in a grouping. You can't put different groupings together. So one can take loaves of bread as an example in a sheet and carry them all out. But one cannot put containers of pickles as an example and carry them out in such a way. What utensils may be rescued? So only those which can be used for Shabbos may be taken out of the house. What about food items for one's animals? So one's allowed to also remove those because one is not allowed to eat one's own meal before having fed one's animals, and therefore That would be the case over here. One can take out enough for the food for the animals for Shabbos as well. If the may one instruct others to rescue items, and who owns what's rescued, so one can certainly say, come and rescue for yourselves, and every person may come out and grab what they need for their three meals of Shabbos as well, and then that belongs to the person who got it. What happens if the person who saved it wants to give it back to the forlorn owner of the house that's burning down? They may do that, but then they can also charge for their services after Shabbos because they really technically they own the food. But the Kitzur points out that it's a virtuous act, it's a midas chasidus, not to accept payment to avoid the concern of schar Shabbos, of being paid for work on Shabbos. Can you rescue items to a place where it is forbidden to carry? So we're talking up till now about a non-life-threatening fire and taking items out of the house into the garden, into the yard where one's allowed to carry. But what happens if it's an apartment or it's in a place where the only place I can take it out to is actually the street? So in that case, one's not allowed to do that. One cannot break Shabbos in this case for possessions, for saving one's possessions. How can clothing be rescued? So one is allowed to wrap oneself up and dress in it and run out and then go and get out of their clothes and go back into the house and wear more clothes. And one can do that many times a day. Why is one allowed to do this multiple times as opposed to food? One cannot go back and get three meals and then three meals and three meals because clothing, technically speaking, can be used on Shabbos, multiple sets of clothing. But food, there's only a capacity as to how much food one can actually consume. Can one tell others to sell, help save the clothing? The answer is yes. And others may also rescue clothing the same way, which means they can go and wear it out, put it down. Wear it out, put it down in such a case as well. And this the wearing can even be into the public domain, meaning not even into the yard. This could be just worn to another safe place and then removed and then go wrapped up again and keep on going. And what about houses that are near the fire? They are not yet in the fire, but there's a concern. Maybe they might spread to it and it's not life-threatening. So can they rescue more? The answer is yes. Since they are more calm, there's not as much panic there, one may rescue all the permitted items and put them into a safe area. So let's say one can take all the items which are allowed to be moved on Shabbos and put them into the yard to avoid if the fire is going to be coming as well. What are muktza items? May they be rescued from a fire? So in a house where the fire is not there yet, many say yes. If you put food with it and you carry it with the food, then you're making it a part of the carrying. Others are more lenient to permit actually carrying the actual muktzah items outright if there's a concern of an impending major loss, provided they aren't brought out into a space one cannot carry in. Are there other circumstances this is allowed? So this is only allowed if there's a fire which is impending, a flood, or daylight robbery. Let's say pillaging is on the way, and then one's allowed to move these muktzah items. But other regular circumstances, like it's raining and I left something outside, one is not allowed to under regular circumstances. What is the rule for rescuing sacred books or like a Sefer Kodesh from a fire? So all Svarim should be and can be rescued from a fire, and even to a yard or an alleyway which does not have an Eruv, which means that it is circumscribed to be able to carry in, but there's not an Eruv to carry from one house to another or one house into this yard as well. So the Eruv was not made, but it is circumscribed, then it wouldn't be allowed to do this. And a non-Jew may even carry them through a public domain because there's only an Issur Drabbanan which is being transgressed in one saving Sifrei Kodesh. What about the books, the covers of books, the covers of Tefillin, can they be rescued? So yes, they can be rescued with the item itself. And if there is a triage, which of the holy items takes precedence, the obvious answer is that a Sefer Torah may be rescued before everything else. With this, we conclude the unfortunate but necessary to know halachas of fires on Shabbos. Have a wonderful and meaningful